Staying late again, are we? If I'm being honest, I thought you would have left. You don't usually stay this late. Is everything okay? Well, it's just, you have a tendency to work overtime when you're particularly stressed. A sort of distraction for you, I've noticed. So, is everything all right? Anything you care to share with me? If there's anything I can do to make you feel better, I would be more than happy to try. Nothing's wrong. Okay, well, I have a really hard time believing that. Do you just not want to tell me? I would understand, just, if you want me to leave it alone, then just communicate that with me, that's all. What do you mean? I thought everything's been going well. Ever since I confessed my feelings for you. And you don't have to worry, I promise you, HR. Not even close to putting two and two together. Well, then what are you so worried about? What else can there possibly be? Excuse me? Say that again. No, not that part. The one where you said wife? Since when did you have a wife? What do you mean you thought I knew? There's no pictures, no ring on your finger. Are you joking? Oh my god. No, I didn't know. I thought you liked me and that. No, because if you did like me, you would have made sure I was fully in the loop. Nobody around the office ever talks about her. You never bring her in. I had no idea. Tell her. Are you kidding me? So what? She can come in here and embarrass me and try and get me fired? You fired? I'm not crazy. I won't tell your wife if you don't tell her. But how could you lie to me? Fine. Withhold the truth. It's basically the same thing. I'm so infatuated with you. I did everything that you wanted. You couldn't even give me a little bit of honesty in return. I mean, that's pretty cruel, don't you think? Look, I suppose I don't blame you for thinking I ought to know. But I promise you I didn't. I never would have if I knew. I just didn't think that that was the kind of person that I was. That's all. But I guess now I am. Oh, God. And you know what I hate even more? That I still love you. Granted, I'm incredibly angry, but I could never not love you. After everything you've done for me, I feel like I owe you. Let's be real. I never would have been considered for that promotion if you hadn't pulled a few strings. Pay raise, whatever. My title is still the same, but it's a kind of promotion, wouldn't you say? And I know it's all thanks to you. Surely you wouldn't do something like that if you didn't also love me, right? Maybe I'm just being delusional, but maybe not. So just for the love of God, communicate it to me. I suppose there's no taking back the feelings we have. Not that you care whether or not I'm a good person or a bad person, but I seriously would have never. It's just, well, we've already done so much wrong. So what does it matter if we keep? What does it matter if we just keep going? You know? Nobody else treats me the way that you do. Everyone around this office thinks I'm just stupid. That I'm just another pretty face. But you gave me a chance to prove myself. Even before we started seeing each other. You gave me a fair shot. Nobody else did. That's gotta count for something. It has to. Fine. Maybe you don't need to alleviate your conscience, but I do. If not for love, then what for? Nothing else in this world matters. So So, if we just keep telling ourselves that it's for love and it's nothing else, then what does it really even matter? Why don't you roll your chair back? So I can plop myself down here and keep you company while you work. I've already finished all my work for the day. I was really only stopping by to check if you were still here. You know, you really should wear your wedding ring. You made a commitment, that's all. Even if you're not going to stand by it, you should at least pretend to care. Look, if everyone here at the office knows that you're married and they see that you're not wearing it, I just think it sends the wrong message. That's all. I just wouldn't want anyone here to lose respect for you. It's an office, honey. People gossip far more than they work. Where is it? Here. That's right. And it looks so nice on your hand. Can't imagine why you wouldn't want to keep it on. You look nice wearing a ring. Don't get me wrong. Still upset with you, but I could never, ever hate you. Just promise that you won't lie to me anymore. I hate liars. If we're gonna do this, I just want you to be open. No matter what, everything always comes out eventually. No matter how good you think you are at keeping it hidden. No matter how many times you check and double check that you covered your tracks. If I'm gonna be doing something this evil, I at least want to be 100% in the loop. I need it to be on my conscience. I need to hate myself for it. I need to feel the guilt of it. Because if I don't punish myself for it, then who's going to? Would you like to talk about it, finally? You know that I'm always the best at helping you relieve your stresses. See, doesn't it feel better to just be honest with me? No. Why don't you tell me how I can be of service to you? How I can be helpful? How I can be of use to you. Oh, I see. So it's going to be one of those days, is it? All right. On my knees, I go. It's not that. I always enjoy it. But you do recall the whole part about me being upset, right? Forgive me if I'm not exactly thrilled right now. You like it when I slap it against my tongue. So eager. Something about your change in mood tells me that you might actually like all of this more. Now that I know your relationship status. You really are evil, aren't you? I hate that it kind of makes me wet. I can't imagine what it's like for her. But fuck. I can't not fuck you. I just need you. Even if it hurts her. I need to fuck you. Please. Fuck. you say so, we can do it however you want. It's just you and me here after all. Fuck. Penny's on. Fine. I can just move them to the side for you. Would you like that? Of course I'm so wet already. It's so wrong, but somehow that makes me want it more. I don't know. It's bad, I know it's bad. I know it's bad. I just can't help myself. Fuck. It slides in so easily. No, it's okay. I don't mind doing most of the legwork. Fuck. This angle's perfect. I bet your fucking wife would never do any of this for you. You probably have a dead fucking bedroom, don't you? That's why you need me, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's why you need me. What you need to fuck my pussy. I just feel so much better, don't I? Of course you liked hearing that, you fucking pervert. I only meant that. Please don't. If you do that, I'm gonna come. No, please. Please. Fuck. 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 No. I just need a minute. I never thought that I could come so hard from doing something so awful. But it just felt so good. What's wrong with us?